Fiona Kelly is here once again for another look at what it says in your morning papers.
More on who owned the drugs seized off the Irish coast earlier this week. Mary Lou MacDonald tops a new poll on who should be the next Taoiseach. And Team Europe gears up for this year's Ryder Cup. Those are some of the stories you'll find on today's front pages. In common with the Irish Examiner and Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star leads today with this week's drug seizure story. Michael O'Toole quotes a senior Garda source saying that the Kinahans, who are described as expert financiers and money launderers, put together a multi-million euro deal to pay for the cocaine, which was sourced from a cartel in Colombia on behalf of several European gangs. The Examiner meanwhile reports that intelligence sources believe that the cargo ship, the MV Matthew, may already have unloaded massive consignments of drugs to smaller vessels that were also seized by French and Spanish authorities in recent weeks. The other boat at the centre of this story provides the Sun with its lead story. Stephen Breen and John Kearns report that the trawler, which ran aground off the coast of Wexford, had been sold to two men described as foreigners in Castletown Bear for €400,000 at the weekend. The men said that they planned to use the boat for fishing off the coast of England. Mary Lou MacDonald is the first choice of voters for Taoiseach, according to the latest Ipsos Irish Times poll, which has an estimated accuracy of plus or minus 2.8%. 30% opted for the Sinn Féin leader as the next Taoiseach, while Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar were both the choice of 18%. Sorry, that should have been 32% opted for the Sinn Féin leader as the next Taoiseach. The Irish Independent leads with the line that petrol and diesel prices could be heading for €2 a litre yet again. And the Irish Daily Mail leads with yesterday's Public Accounts Committee hearing, which detailed how NAMA sold €10.5 million in loans for €265,000 to a debtor's brother in 2020 following threats and intimidation by the debtor against the receiver, who later resigned. Back in the front of the Examiner, there's a story there about how six women from Vietnam and Iraq were rescued from a refrigerated lorry with a fake Irish license plate after they messaged a BBC reporter, which initiated a cross-border search aided by GPS tracking. The picture in the front of today's Examiner is of Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry alongside Scottish Team Europe teammate Robert McIntyre ahead of today's opening Ryder Cup round in Rome. And with an eye to talent for the future, Philip Reid is in interview in today's Times with Sean Keeling from Dublin's Rogenstown Golf Club. The 16-year-old played his part in securing a win for the European Ryder Junior Ryder Cup team when he scored three eagles in his winning round. Remarks which Bono made about his desire to see a united Ireland during an interview with Channel 4 News to mark the opening of U2's new show in Las Vegas are covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Another member of U2, David Evans, better known as The Edge, is also in the news today because of a new planning application he's lodged to renovate a cottage he owns in Dalkey in Dublin, which he failed to receive planning permission for back in 2000. And there's another planning permission story in today's Examiner. Owen English reports on how Dennis O'Regan, a keen cyclist from Ballintemple in Cork City, who erected a storage unit for his family's bikes at the front of his house in 2020, has been told that he has to take it down because it could set an undesirable precedent. The actor Michael Gambon, who has died at the age of 82, is pictured on the front of today's Times, and he's also celebrated and remembered in all of today's papers. And finally, most of today's papers give coverage to the results of this year's Leaving Cert appeals, which will be available later this morning. We're told that 24% of the more than 11,000 appeals have been upgraded.